I would think at this level, success, you know, accomplishment, you know, you putting the work daily, you know, every day you got to have your mindset to come out and really, you know what I'm saying, perform at your top, you know, and, you know, you got to come out and do that.
The journey is different for each player in the National Football League. Some are first round picks. Some work to beat the odds. And then there is Tom Johnson.
I think that that's one thing that keeps me going, you know, thinking about how hard it took me in the back door. I use that, the back door, you know. Everywhere that I've been, I took the back door to get to where I am today, as in junior college, you know, instead of going straight out to Division I school, then being undrafted. So I think that that keeps me grinding every day, you know, and make me so I don't really take it for granted.
The Vikings' defensive end is a big part of the revamped and improved defense, but getting there was quite the journey. It started as an undrafted rookie free agent with the Colts, but that ended in camp and had Johnson on the verge of quitting the game and taking up another profession.
Waking up early in the morning at 7 o'clock, and you don't get off of work till 7 o'clock, and you're on your feet all day. And at the end of the day, if you're not productive enough to sell cars as I was doing, if you're only selling one, two, three cars, you know, you barely have money to really take care of your family. So I commend everybody that goes in and grinds a 9-to-5, you know, and it put everything in perspective that, you know, I'm blessed to be in this situation.
The 9-to-5 world would always be there, and it was time to try the game of football again, and that brought him halfway across the world.
I think it was one of the best experiences I think I could have had, you know, especially at that time. It gave me a sense of culture, you know. It gave me a chance to get away from hometown things and, you know, get away from everything that was going on around me to actually refocus myself and, you know, and in the process got a chance to see the world, you know, Hamburg, Berlin, you know, Amsterdam, Cologne, Hamburg, Frankfurt. So I got a chance to actually travel the world and meet a whole different a culture of people.
While NFL Europe helped stamp his passport, it didn't get him into the NFL and left him trying another brand of football.
I had a chance that I ran into a couple people that was doing the Arena League, actually, you know, and ended up going up there and saying that that type of game wasn't built for me, or I wasn't built for that type of game, you know. I'm a speed guy that converts the power, and you had to learn a whole different technique of football, you know. At that time, I ended up getting released from them also.
With a lack of interest in his services after a stint in the Arena League, it seemed maybe the NFL wasn't in the cards for Tom Johnson. But his football journey didn't end, and it took him to another country.
My cousin, actually, D. McCain, he was playing at Detroit. And he played like 2-3 years and ended up getting released. And coaches from CFL seen him, and he was like, man, real adamant about getting him back to the CFL. And so he was like, man, you think about still playing football? And I was like, well, I think I could take it again, you know, try it again, and, you know, end up going up there and playing for Calgary for 2 years. And, you know, after 2 years up there, being one of the top D linemen, you know, had an opportunity that I had a handful of teams down in NFL that wanted to try me out or wanted me to come to them.
Success in the Canadian Football League caught the eye of the NFL. And finally, at the age of 27, his hard work and never give up attitude gave him a chance to put on a jersey with the New Orleans Saints.
The whole process just was, it's so unreal when you really kind of look back on it and kind of break it down at this moment in time. But the process that I had to go through, but I wouldn't change it, you know, because I'm supposed to be here right now. And I think that, you know, it makes me even hungrier, you know what I'm saying? Still going through those different small things. You don't sweat the small things because they're out of your hand, you know, you can't control them. And so, you know, I think that, you know, me being in Minnesota right now is the place I'm supposed to be at. And so far, I think it's been paying off for me.
From a car dealership in Mississippi to Germany to Grand Rapids to Calgary, New Orleans, and Minnesota, the path to success for Tom Johnson hasn't been an easy one. His dedication through success and struggles to get to the NFL has made his time in the league that much more rewarding and something he cherishes each and every day.
When you win it, you don't know. You know, it's one of those things that you just, you put one step in front of the other every day, you know. And, you know, one step over a period of time becomes a long distance, you know. So, you know, I don't go and just think about it daily, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it's an opportunity like this and you start reminiscing a little bit, you know, and kind of look back on it, you know, you do feel blessed, you know. You do feel like, you know, I owe it to the people that stayed behind me and motivated me. So, you know, they kind of keep me on my toes, you know, to definitely represent and, you know what I'm saying, make them proud.